Nope. Okay, let's make sure that we go live here. Here we go. So we are at Psalm 126. Let's go ahead and have some tea. Tea for Deborah. Yeah, look at that. Tea for Daniel. Tea for Nathan. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. Thanks for joining us. It's good to have you. This is where every day we get into God's Word and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, what will we do, Daniel?
We'll make it through all the wisdom literature.
That's right. We'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, guys, ready to have some coffee, tea, and pray? All right. All right, let's pray. All right, Ellie, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for your word. Please let us read, understand, and believe what you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, Dan, can I have your Legos while we do coffee and devotions? Let's put them down,
Daddy,
for a minute.
What's that?
What, little beetle or something? I don't know. All right. Okay, Psalm. Okay. All right, here we go. Psalm 126, a song of ascents. Nope, don't, let's not fight over Legos. Okay, here we go, Dan. Nathan, you want to read verses 1 through 3?
When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad."
Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Deborah?
Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Okay, this one might be harder because we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, we'll say, what is the best verse to summarize? And C, we'll say, what are we called to do? Hold on, we're going to do this now, okay? All right, A, what is this about? Do you guys know what he means with the captivity?
Nope.
So when the kings disobeyed God and the people went off into idolatry, you want to know what happened?
No.
The Assyrians came in the north and they captured the people and they took them all away. And then later in the south, guess what they did?
What?
They also rebelled against God. And guess what happened there? The Babylonians came and they captured them and they took them away into captivity. So they took them away. Remember when we read the book of Daniel together?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel was one of those captives. Yeah, Daniel was one of those captives. And so here it's saying, when the Lord...
I don't mean Daniel like Daniel.
Yeah,
like
not our Daniel.
Daniel like smiling.
Yeah, but we named him... Oh, you're okay, sweetie. But we named him after that Daniel, right? God is my judge. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Right? Do you think they're happy about coming back to Jerusalem?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then our mouth was filled with... What's it say?
Laughter.
And our tongue with?
Singing.
Right? Why? Why would they have laughter and singing when they came back from captivity?
It's like being homesick for, like, you were gone for years from home and then you finally get to be back home.
That's right. They wanted to be back home. But was this any home or was it a special home?
Their home.
It's a special home. Why? Who had given it to them?
God.
It was the promised land. The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. And we are?
Yes.
Oh, nope. What's it say? We are?
Glad.
Right? And then verse 5. Those who sow in tears shall reap in?
Joy.
That's right. He who continually goes forth weeping bearing seeds for sowing shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Right? So Did God need to take them out of the land to show them his mercy and his love? Mm-hmm. To take away from them their idolatry?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Now, they would struggle with idolatry later in their lives. And you know what God has given us now? I think you guys really like that tea. You're going at it today.
It tastes like Jolly Ranchers.
It tastes like Jolly Ranchers. Oh, boy, Mom.
I already drank it off.
Oh, boy.
And
what is our joy now?
I think the
hold on,
tea.
Daniel. Hold on, Daniel. We're talking about this, not the tea. You think it's talking about God? Has the Lord done good things for us?
Mm-hmm.
Has the Lord left us in our estate of sin and misery?
I think it's a kitty.
Well, we're not talking about the kitty. Has the Lord left us in our estate of sin and misery?
Mm-hmm.
He has?
No.
No? What has he done?
He's taken us out.
He's taken us out into what estate now?
Joy.
Of joy, of salvation. How? By who?
God.
By a Redeemer. And who is our Redeemer?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. That's right. So can we weep over our sin? Can we be sad about our sin? But can we be happy in Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Daniel, we can. What's up, dude?
Daddy, this, it smells like candy.
It smells like candy? It smells like candy to me, too. Yeah. That's some interesting tea.
It smells like candy and tastes like Jolly Ranchers.
Okay, well, that's interesting tea. But we're more interested in God's word right now, okay? And so, can we rejoice like the psalmist is rejoicing?
Mm-hmm.
Can we laugh like the psalmist is laughing? Can we have joy like the psalmist is having joy?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You guys ready to pray? Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have led us to joy. Not a joy that's a vain and empty happiness and the things of this world, but we rejoice in you for the good things you have done. Father, we pray that you would care for us and bless us this day, that we might have a joy deep down in our souls that would last for all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may God bless you today as you rejoice in his great works, and we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye.